Welcome back, Cozy Corner Podcast Pals. We're pleased to bring you a soothing world to help you and your children relax. Before we begin, have you left a review for Cozy Corner Podcast? We need your positive reviews on iTunes. Everyone makes a difference. Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. So please let the world know how much you love Cozy Corner Podcast, and thank you. We really appreciate your help. Ready to get started?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Cozy Corner Podcast. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Now set your listening buddy to the side and let's take three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay, deep breath. In and out. Again, deep breath. In and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath. In and out. Today you are going to think about how your body feels in water. This is all pretend, so you are very safe. You will start by thinking about your feet, slowly move up to your head, and end with thinking about your entire body. Now let's find your water. It is in a warm and cozy pool outside. The sun is shining on the water, inviting you in. You step into the pool and sit down in the clean, clear water. The water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about and focus on your feet. They are floating in the water. What do you feel? Do you feel water slip sliding between your toes? Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your feet up and breathe. Like a dragon, in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Feel the warm water in the pool, gently rocking you, back and forth. Now focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the water and breathe, like a dragon, in and out. The soft water carries you, and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to flow between them. Each finger is massaged by the water's movement. Your hands relax and float in the warm water. Now think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the surface. Focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The water will hold your shoulders gently and rock you back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it long and loose? Feel the water sway your head from side to side. Your head rests on the water. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort and relaxation as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze circles your face and you relax even more, allowing the water to support you. Feel your whole body floating. Water wraps your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck like a cozy blanket. Relax and feel the water hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth as you float on the surface. As you continue to float, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone! I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Today at Cozy Corner Podcast, our story is A Busy Book. Be the book looked outside and noticed that clouds blanketed the blue sky. She heard the wind whistle around the house. The chapter book knew it was a great day for the kids to read. She had been holding the boy's place for a while and hoped he would pick her up and finish the story. As she waited eagerly, a little girl wandered into the room and picked Bee up off the shelf. The book felt delighted to have a reader and readily settled in as the girl began to flip through her pages. Bee felt so contented, she forgot
all about holding the boy's place in the story. After the little girl flipped through the book, she turned the pages to the beginning and started reading. As the girl started to read, Bee realized that she had lost the boy's place. Oh no, she thought. He would have to start over. Bee felt terrible. Maybe she shouldn't have let the little girl read. That was a silly thought. What would she do? Drop out of the little girl's hands and fall to the floor? She would have lost the boy's spot that way too. Oh well. Bee hoped the boy would understand. As the book wondered about his reaction, the boy came into the room and noticed the girl reading. He said, "Oh, I see you have my favorite book. Did you save my place?" The book waited to hear the boy's response after the little girl admitted that his place was lost. "I didn't see your place when I opened it. I must have lost it. I'm sorry," the little girl said, offering him the book. "Some of these words are pretty big. Do you understand them all?" Smiling at his little sister, the boy said, "Most of them. If I don't know the word, I look it up in the dictionary. Would you like to share the book and read it together?" The little girl smiled up at her brother. "That would be great!" Bee felt relieved at the boy's reaction. This would be wonderful. The boy sat down next to his little sister on the couch. The book lay half on the girl's lap and half on the boy's lap. Both kids were smiling. "Do you want to start, or should I?" the boy said. "I'll go first." And the little girl began reading. She smiled, enjoying the time with her brother. As the little girl reached a word she felt unsure about, her face squished together. She would try a few times and then look up at her brother. "What is this word?" Her brother would tell her, and the girl would continue reading. After a paragraph, the boy began to read. His reading was a bit smoother than the little girl's, and Bee noticed that he would read a couple of pages before switching back to his little sister. She didn't seem to mind. Bee loved watching the children's expression as they read. Their faces changed with the action in the book. The kids' eyes opened wide with surprise, even though the boy had already read the story. They would wrinkle their foreheads with worry at particularly tense passages. But Bee's favorite moment was when the kids would smile and laugh, their faces lighting up with delight. Before the chapter book realized, the boy and girl were on the last page. The boy closed Bee with a smile and asked his sister, "How did you like it?" "I can see why it's your favorite book," she replied. "I think it's mine too." The chapter book smiled as the boy placed her back on the shelf. "Well, I guess we'll have to read it again." "Yeah," the little girl said. "But now I think it's time for dinner." As the kids left to go to dinner, the book yawned. She had had a wonderful time sharing her story with both children. Bee smiled and relaxed, enjoying her cozy spot on the bookshelf. Tucked away neatly on the shelf, the chapter book thought of all she had to be grateful for. Bee was grateful the little girl had picked her up off the shelf. even if she had lost the boy's place. The book felt thankful the boy had been okay with losing his spot in the story. Most of all, Bee was happy the kids had shared the story. It had been great fun to share the story with the two of them. The chapter book squeezed herself tight, wishing everyone happiness. As Bee relaxed, she took a deep dragon breath in and out. Feeling quite content. The book took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in. Bee drifted off to sleep, looking forward to another shared reading. Maybe next time the little girl would read more of the words. Thank you for enjoying Cozy Corner Podcast. See you next time.